From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, with StoryCorps on the way to North Texas, a Grand Prairie high schooler sharpens his interviewing skills. And basketball fans looking for a home court NCAA action get a little good news. First, to the troubled plans for a toll road beside the Trinity River in downtown Dallas. After another setback last week, the proposed parkway inside the levees could be in for a makeover. The Regional Transportation Council refused to ask lawmakers to fund the nine-mile stretch. BJ Austin reports that Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings hopes to win over toll road opponents Wednesday by unveiling a new Trinity Parkway design summit.
It may be a hard sell winning over toll road opponents like Dallas City Council member Scott Griggs. He's not impressed with plans to tweak the Trinity toll road design.
It's at a place where the only changes that can be made to the plans would be just putting a lipstick on a pig, if you will. And so it would really be too little, too late. And this is really about, again, trying to sell the public on some pretty pictures and some watercolors to move forward a project that everyone knows is a boondoggle.
The parkway really is needed. We have a traffic problem and we've got to do something.
That's Craig Holcomb, executive director of Trinity Commons Foundation, which is raising private money to fund the design summit. He says it's not too late for changes to make the parkway better.
Right now, they're 30% designed, which has basically been done by engineers. And I have great respect and affection for engineers, but there may be some ideas out there that they haven't thought of because it really wasn't their job to think of them. And that's what we're going for.
Holcomb says on Wednesday, Rawlings will announce a slate of summit members, including traffic engineers, economic development experts, and urban planners. Any proposed changes must work within the Parkway Environmental Impact Study, which is almost completed after many years and millions of dollars. And he says the public will be able to weigh in on the proposed design changes. Councilmember Griggs calls the design summit a last gasp for the Trinity Toll Road. He says people in North Texas do not want another toll road, and he rejects City Hall's longstanding argument that economic development would not come to West Dallas or North Oak Cliff without the parkway.
People are saying, we don't need this road. We're getting the economic development and the other benefits we need. So what's the reason for it?
Craig Holcomb says he's convinced people want a remedy for downtown freeway gridlock and are willing to take a new look at the Trinity Parkway. He's hopeful some innovative tweaking may bridge the deep divide over a toll road in the floodway above a park. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
North Texas did get some good news today. The honor of hosting some early round basketball games in the 2018 NCAA Men's Tournament. It was a consolation prize of sorts. Last week, North Texas learned it's out of the running for the Final Four through 2021. Those early round games in 2018 will actually be played in Dallas, not at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. That was the site of this year's Final Four and three Sweet 16 games last year. There's no doubt North Texas is a destination for college sports. AT&T Stadium will host this season's college football title game, the first in the playoff era. That's set for January 12th. It's estimated that only about a third of all child abuse incidents are ever discovered. And for the kids who do get help, it can be tough to trust the adults caring for them. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to a child advocate from Collin County about how that trust can be reestablished. Here's Think producer Stephen Becker.
One reason it's so hard for adults to help abused kids is that it was often another adult who harmed the child.
What abuse does to a child is that adults have now let them down. The story that they're told is not true anymore. Adults aren't supposed to hurt kids.
Dan Powers is Senior Vice President and Clinical Director for Children's Advocacy Center of Collin County.
The key to adults in a child's life who've experienced abuse is we want to give them a different opportunity to experience a supportive adult, someone who cares, somebody who is predictable, somebody that won't let them down.
As that trust is reestablished, the first order of business is convincing the child that he or she isn't to blame. Power says that feeling is prevalent among the kids he works with.
We've got to help them understand it wasn't their fault. It was the adult making some adult choices. And what they did was very brave by telling.
Much of the rehabilitation process involves returning a sense of power that the abuser has taken away. Abusers often lord it over children in exchange for their silence. Power says one way to give control back is to make sure kids feel like they're in charge of their surroundings.
The last thing we want to do is when a child tell somebody that they've been hurt is whisk them away. And what the message the child gets there is that I did something wrong. I'm being taken away.
Instead, Power says the goal is to provide a safe, familiar environment that allows abused kids the comfort they need to recover.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Think Rears tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. With StoryCorps headed to North Texas this week, we gave a few high school students a jump start on collecting oral histories. Diana Douglas invited students at Dubisky Career High School in Grand Prairie to interview their friends and family for our KERA yearbook project. It's part of the American Graduate Initiative. Here's senior Sidney Lainez talking with his mom, Stella, a nurse who grew up in Bogota, Colombia, and moved to New York City when she was 10 years old.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
I have pictures of me at 7 years old wearing a nurse's uniform. I've always liked medicine. My first job was at a dry cleaning place in New York City. And then I got a job with two doctors on Fifth Avenue. And I've been in the medical field ever since.
What is your favorite memory of me?
Of my son? Mm-hmm. When you were about 3 years old and, you know, you saw me study every night. And one night you took the little storybook and said that that was your college book. Because you would flip through the pages and you would say you were studying.
How did you choose my name?
I was about 3 weeks pregnant and I woke up one morning and I said, Sydney, boy or girl, that's going to be the name.
So you admit it's a girl's name?
Yes, it was going to be a girl's name. My mom didn't like the name. So we went to the library to get baby names books, and we went through the girls' names, and we decided on Andrea for a girl. And for a boy, we didn't come to that because that was on a Saturday. Sunday night, I went into labor, and you were born Monday afternoon.
So you admit I have a girl's name?
No, I don't admit that you have a girl's name.
But you said you would name me Sydney.
It's a non-gender name. It's like Leslie. Francis.
Leslie's a...
Leslie. I know Leslie boys and Leslie girls.
Never met a Leslie man.
Mm-hmm.
What was I like as a baby?
The way you are now. Calm, quiet, never gave me a hard time. And if somebody could have guaranteed me that my kids will turn out like you, I would have had 5 of them. No trouble.
Thank you very much.
You don't thank your mom.
That's Stella Lainez, interviewed by her son, Sydney, for the KERA Yearbook Project, part of the American Graduate Initiative. The StoryCorps mobile van sets up shop Thursday morning in front of the Winspear Opera House in the Dallas Arts District. If you'd like to tell your story, reservations open Friday at 10 a.m. Call StoryCorps at 800-850-4406 or go to storycorps.org. Marilyn Bolden has quite a story to tell. The Dallas woman just cashed in a winning Powerball ticket. Bolden bought her ticket from a newsstand at Union Station in St. Louis. The prize, $202.6 million. And if she chooses the lump sum option, that'll be a paltry $126.5 million. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Mostly clear skies this evening with a low near 26. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 50. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low about 39. It's 43 degrees in Dallas, 42 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.